From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, January 5th. Coming up, one of the few downstate Democrats in the Illinois Senate has resigned to take a position in Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration. We'll hear from Andy Menar in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. At least one controversial issue is apparently off the table for Illinois lawmakers when they return to Springfield this week. Top Democrats say they will not be pursuing an income tax increase. Tony Arnold reports.
Voters turned down the proposal to move to a graduated income tax system. And after that happened, the Illinois Democrats in power did not outright reject the idea of raising the current flat income tax rate. Until now. Spokesmen for the Democratic House Speaker and Senate President say a tax hike is not in the cards for the lame duck session starting Friday, when sensitive votes are typically taken. The governor's administration says he's not seeking a tax hike either. Nevertheless, Republicans are not convinced. House Minority Leader Jim Durkin says he has no reason to believe Democrats won't try to raise taxes. I'm Tony Arnold.
Schools typically see a surge in substitutes and new teachers in January as winter graduates enter the job market. But in 2021, it's unclear if that boost will come for Illinois schools suffering staff shortages due to the pandemic. Taylor Leach just graduated with a master's degree in education at Northern Illinois University. Many educators report they're thinking of leaving the profession, but Leach says student teaching during COVID-19 reaffirmed her desire to teach.
Realizing how important that it was for the kids and that they still had people consistently pushing to love on them and care for them and teach them during this time. If anything made me more stubborn to put my foot down and say, nope, we're doing this. I'm getting through this semester so I can get in the classroom.
Other recent education grads are choosing to wait till fall to apply for full-time jobs. With the pandemic hopefully receding by then, Leach is jumping right into her career, starting to work as a substitute teacher while she works for early childhood openings. The Illinois economy continued its slow recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic in December. That's according to the University of Illinois Flash Index. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
According to the Flash Index, the state's economy dropped from a healthy 105.7 last February to 92.8 in May. It's improved since then, but the December reading of 95.9 still shows a contracting economy. Nevertheless, University of Illinois economist Fred Gertz's Illinois tax receipts, the basis for the Flash Index, have improved a lot from the low they reached last spring.
Starting in the summer, there were all kinds of predictions about the bottom falling out of the state revenues, and they are back down, but not nearly as much as people expected.
Gertz believes the quick development of vaccines to fight COVID-19 have done a lot to instill hope that better times are coming. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Illinois reported more than 5,000 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. The Illinois Department of Public Health also reported 79 deaths related to the coronavirus. The state's preliminary 7-day statewide case positivity rate continues its post-Christmas increase. It's now at 8.6%. Public health officials in Ford County say the first 300 doses they've received of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered to employees at Gibson Area Hospital in Gibson City. Public health officials said in a Facebook post yesterday that the first phase of vaccinations is focusing on healthcare staff and residents of long-term care facilities. Still to come, a conversation with Andy Menar, who announced yesterday that he's resigning his state Senate seat to take a position in Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration. That's next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. State Senator Andy Menar is leaving the General Assembly to become a special advisor to Governor J.B. Pritzker. Menar is a Democrat from Bunker Hill who's represented parts of Springfield, Decatur, and other communities for 8 years. He made the announcement on Monday. Sean Crawford spoke with him about his decision to step down and what his new job will entail.
Well, first of all, it certainly, as I said on day one 8 years ago, it was certainly an incredible privilege to serve in the state Senate for nearly three full terms, which is the course of a decade. And I said that on day one, and I still believe it today. It's not something that most get to ever experience, and it's a humbling responsibility and incredible privilege. And I feel like I need to mention that right out of the gate, Sean. But second of all, there comes a time, I think, in everyone's career when they realize it's time to move on to something new. And that time has come for me. And that's why ultimately I made the decision to resign, which will be effective on January 17th, and take a position as senior advisor with Governor Pritzker.
Does this enable you to help develop public policy?
Yes. My role will be to help develop policy for the governor and support the governor's initiatives with the General Assembly. And that will focus on budget. It will focus on rebuilding our economy, especially in downstate, which, of course, I know well. But ultimately, it's going to serve the administration and the governor in terms of advancing policy that's good for Illinois over the next few years.
I wanted to get your thoughts on what you see as some of the big challenges facing the state as a whole and also the administration as we head into 2021.
Well, it goes without saying that the pandemic's impact on the economy has touched places that I would argue needed help with economic growth before the pandemic hit us here in Illinois. That it's not unlike many other things that have been impacted in a negative way from what COVID has done to all of us, from changes in our life to changes in our daily routine, changes to small businesses, changes to communities that were struggling before COVID ever was a reality. So I think as we see a light at the end of the tunnel now with especially with the administration's successful rollout of the vaccination program, which is second to none in the country, if you look and understand how that's happening in Illinois. So now that we have what I think is a light at the end of the tunnel, we have to look forward to see what's next. And that means addressing economic concerns across the state, starting with communities that I would argue were behind when it comes to growing the economy to begin with. And I hope to play an influential role and a vital role in the Pritzker administration come the middle of January in that effort.
Do you think it's important as well to have somebody from your area, central Illinois, also representing a lot of rural areas and some towns that are, as you mentioned, economically depressed? Is that important to have somebody advising the governor that comes from this region?
Well, I think I should say that I've been advising the governor informally on those topics, you know, for quite some time, especially in the past 6 months. But I have said time and again, you know, I'm a Democrat currently in the legislature from a small town. I don't know if there are any others like me, frankly. It doesn't make me better or worse. It just makes me who I am. What I've known of Governor Pritzker thus far is that he surrounds himself with diverse opinions, that he wants to be well-informed and make policy that's from the basis of facts, knowing that there are very few good options when it comes to COVID mitigations or response to a global pandemic that is unfolding each and every day in every community across the state. So I have always been welcome in the Pritzker administration with my opinion. It won't be just a, you know, an advice from one member of the legislature. It's going to be advice for the administration and for the governor in a more formal role.
That's State Senator Andy Menar, who's announced he'll leave that job on January 17th to take a position as special advisor to Governor Pritzker. Menar counts among his top accomplishments, spearheading a more equitable Illinois school funding formula. Finally, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see cloudy skies and maybe more patchy fog today with a high of 34 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Tony Arnold, Peter Medlin, Jim Meadows, and Sean Crawford. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.